Today on the podcast, we want to talk about something really, really interesting, which is a brand new thing that just came out of Meta. Meta has obviously been crushing it as of the last year, I'd say. They've been pushing out a lot of really amazing AI research projects. And what's cool is typically what happens is they'll put out these research projects and they eventually turn into like actual tools that you can use. But beyond that, it just shows what's kind of capable and possible. So they're kind of on the cutting edge. That's why we like to bring these up, even if it's not a tool you can go use right now, so that you're prepared and you're getting ready for what's coming down the pipe. So the one we want to talk about today is this new thing that Meta unveiled called Fairy. And it's essentially a video editor using AI. But it's really interesting. I guess, Connor, you've been looking at it. Tell us a little bit about like what you saw there and I guess what it can kind of do.
Yeah, so we talked last week about Pika Labs, and they had just come out with a new video generation tool, and it was, you know, it's really cool, but the limitations are that only will do 3 seconds worth of video. This one, they said, I'm looking back at the article here, it said they did a 27-second video edited in 71 seconds. So it's extremely fast, which I really like for just use case in utility. It's going to be a lot faster, but also it just looks really smooth and realistic. So it looks like we finally will have a tool that we can actually truly edit videos with using AI. So I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So just to like tell you a little bit about like their demo, because I mean, of course, Jamie's the real YouTube celebrity, so he's going to probably put this something like this to the most use. But what I think is really cool about this, in their demo, they're showing like it's like video to video. So essentially they had like a picture or like a video of like someone walking through a field, and then there's like a text box and they say like, turn him into like a knight, turn him into like a cowboy, turn him into like whatever. And the person is changing it. Then it's like, change it into like an abstract style, change it into like geometric shape style. So it's like, it's so fascinating because you're starting with the base of an actual video, and then you can make like derivatives based off of that. Now, of course, that's all sounds like interesting and like fun, and I'm sure like people will want to like, now it's kind of like I guess last year there was the whole viral trend, and it's probably still even continuing to this year, where people would like upload a picture of themselves and you get like 10 pictures back of you as like an astronaut and like a zombie and like whatever, like you as different things, right? Now we're going to get to the point where there's that for video, which is just going along my hypothesis that video is the next AI frontier, and we're going to be able to direct our own AI movies someday. So I'm happy we're all moving in a great direction. But what I think is interesting is beyond just like the obvious use case of like, okay, it'd be fun to get a video of me walking down the road and then all of a sudden put me on like a horse or, you know, whatever, do funny things. I think that there's actual use cases in video editing. So I have a couple concepts, but I'd be curious, Jamie, what your like thoughts are. Would you ever use something like this in YouTube? Does it, how much better does it have to get? What are some use cases you think that people could actually use as they're like, you know, making video content for their businesses and whatnot?
Yeah, well, it definitely depends on what type of content you're making. I think, you know, with YouTube, it's typically a little bit lower production. So you're not doing, at least our channel, we don't do a ton of stuff with After Effects and graphics and things like that. However, there are a lot of channels that do. And I think even more so in the business world, it's going to be a lot easier and cheaper for people to create engaging ad content and things like that just visually through AI tools like this. I think what's really cool is how this new tool actually I forget what they called it, some kind of anchor-based cross-frame attention, they call that, where it will actually determine what the subject is of the video and keep them in the center of the frame. If you've watched other AI video generation type tools before, it almost kind of looks like stop motion, where it's generating individual images as frames and then stitching them together. It kind of looks a little bit stop motion-y, just kind of choppy. This looks extremely smooth because it's locking onto the subject. So other limitations currently that I think will definitely be overcome soon is that the long side is only 512 pixels on these generations, so not even, you know, phone quality yet, but I think, you know, in the near future they're going to get, I think it'll be quite easy for them to reach that, you know, 1080 by 2160 resolution for you know, phone social media type stuff. So what do you think about?
I think definitely it's in its infancy. This is a research paper that came out and they kind of like showed, you know, this like this small dumbed down version. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that are quick to be like, discredit it, like, oh man, it's slow, it's not that good, it's not perfect, it's got like small dimensions, whatever. But like, just look at this, the speed of this. It's gonna very rapidly become a usable user product within a year, I think, or maybe even two. It's gonna be incredible. So I think like, don't discount it. Start thinking about it. And I was just thinking like, think of how cool that would be. You could literally shoot like a full feature movie. Now I know that this is all gonna be like completely AI generated in the not too distant future. But I think this completely goes along with my hypothesis of that. But like, think about in the near future, like how cool it would be. This thing, let's just say it can do 1080p, like you get it to that, right? You could literally go and like film like a little video in your backyard where you're like, where someone's like walking and then, you're running and you're saying the lines. Like you could have a person, like you have a person doing the script of like a video, right? One actor. And then you could take each of those videos and convert it into like, okay, now put them on top of the mountain and put them riding a dragon and make them holding a sword and make this actor now like this person, or make it this person. So you could change the character out and you could change the scenery out. You could essentially direct an entire movie with just one person like having done all of the different roles and bits, and then you could use something like 11 Labs to throw in a new AI voice for it all. I think it could be pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, previous to this whole development, they had to go in a big Hollywood studio with all those like sensors connected to a human to do all the motions, and then they would add the animations in later. But like you said, with this, you can just take an existing video and turn it into whatever kind of fantasy world you want, and it's very, very cool. But I like, again, back to the speed point too. This is also a lot faster than anything we've seen up to this point. I remember when I was first looking at AI generated video, and it would take like the server 10 minutes to get me back like a 3 second clip. And this, like it said, almost a 30 second clip in just over 1 minute. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, super, super cool. One other interesting like concept that I had with this, or like thought, and if people are like making side hustles and businesses, this is, I think it could be an interesting thing, and that is that there's a lot of like software like explainer videos and like those kind of, and like animated videos. I watch like a lot of YouTubers where it's like they're like doing like a vlog, and then all of a sudden there's like an animated graphic of like a person, and they're like explaining something, and there's like an animated graphic of them doing all the stuff. All of those like cool little animated graphic cut bits, you could 100% just like film you actually acting those out and then convert it to a graphic, or you start with a base video of yourself and then convert it. And the other thing that I think would be interesting is, and which saves like a ton on graphics, but the other thing that I think is interesting is like explainer videos. Let's say you don't have like a really high quality camera, or like a beautiful backdrop for like your podcast or something. You could record yourself theoretically just like in front of like with like a low quality camera, maybe in front of just like a white wall, and now you go and transfer it onto this thing, and it's like, okay, put me in like a huge podcast studio and make everything look, the lighting look perfect and amazing. Like you could probably live adjust the video quality, which is what I think would be cool, right? We saw a lot of tools with the images where it's like image upscalers, which I personally love. You get a low quality image, and a lot of times I have to do this for podcast covers. So like if I interview a guest on my AI chat podcast, I want to put like a picture of them on the podcast cover, and I grab that off of LinkedIn if they don't send me one. But the problem is LinkedIn sometimes gives me low quality pictures, so I'll put it into an image upscaler, which essentially uses AI and it just like makes it a high quality image. They're really cool. But it's gonna do the same thing with the video. So you could put in a low quality video. You probably want like high quality audio if it was like a podcast or something, but you could put in a low quality video, then all of a sudden make it look like you're in this like amazing podcast studio, the lighting's perfect, everything's perfect, and someone didn't even have to go through all the expensive equipment of regular production, which I think is kind of cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think we've mentioned before on this podcast, but the AI stuff is really going to shrink down, especially in video and media, the cost of doing things. Even having someone design like a simple motion graphic is expensive. So for businesses, they're going to be able to create, more engaging content. And then as side hustlers, we could come in with our, social media marketing agency and offer a lot more high-end products for customers as well. And I think really kill it.
Yeah, I think any tool that allows you to do more is going to be interesting. I mean, I can just see like all of the animated graphic people on like Fiverr. You literally don't have to know any of the software or any of the tools to make that happen. You could just like accept a gig, record yourself saying the thing, put it into the software, change it into be like an animated graphic, and boom, you have that tool. So, I mean, that's a cool side hustle right there. But it's going to be absolutely fascinating to see how this evolves. Obviously, we're in the early stages with this right now, but I'm excited. I think 2024 is going to be the year of AI and video. There's going to be an insane amount of side hustles and businesses and software companies that come out of this. So we'll definitely keep you up to date on all of it. Thanks so much for tuning into the AI Hustle podcast. Really appreciate it. If you liked this content, make sure that you give us a review. It helps out a ton. If you could just, if you're on Apple, you gotta scroll down, hit the stars. If you're on Spotify, hit the about page and leave us a review. It means a ton to us. We really appreciate it, but we hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your day.
See ya.